T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Falling apart at the seams, but we still love her. That's our country. USA. USA. That's the kind of chants I like to hear, not like, you know, death to America.
Yeah, we are Hamas.
Yeah, I'm not. A fan.
No.
It is 6:08. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories. Indeed, chaos sweeps college campuses with anti-Israel agitators. Mm. Also, SCOTUS to hear arguments on the Trump immunity case.
Oh, so Trump many, won't, yeah, so many trials.
Trump won't be there. Yeah, he's in another trial.
Yeah.
The long arm of the law abused by a political party, the Democrats, Joe Biden and company, to attack the only thing standing in the way from Joe Biden getting another 4 years. Oh, wait. If that doesn't happen,
yeah,
there's Kamala.
Ooh.
Kamala.
Ooh.
Kamala is so awesome and so wonderful. Her Secret Service protectors were fighting over her.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Okay, actually, they were fighting because they didn't want to have to protect her. Really had a fight. A Secret Service agent tasked with protecting VP Kamala Harris brawled with several other agents on Monday morning. The altercation took place around 9 a.m. near Joint Base Andrews on the outskirts of D.C. prior to Harris's arrival on the scene. The agent in question, whose identity has not been revealed, was immediately removed from their assignment.
You think?
A U.S. Secret Service special agent supporting the vice president's departure from Joint Base Andrews began displaying behavior that their colleagues found distressing. Mm. Okay. The U.S. Secret Service takes safety and health of our employees very seriously. Medical personnel were called to the scene. That agent had been at Joint Base Andrews to support Harris's planned departure, but ultimately the scuffle did not delay her travel. And the spokesperson added that it was a medical matter. The department would not disclose any further details. Oh, yeah. Harris traveled to New York City, where she was scheduled to tape an interview on the Drew Barrymore show.
Oh, boy. Mm. They're trotting her out there, doing her thing.
The agent who instigated the fight was armed and grew aggressive with others, according to the Washington Examiner. A detail shift supervisor, special agent in charge, pushed him to cool off. But then a fight broke out. The agent acted erratically when he arrived on the scene and eventually got on top of the special agent in charge of the vice president, began punching him. Afterward, that unnamed agent was then reportedly handcuffed and received medical attention. Following the blow-up, some questioned the hiring process behind the agent, including any assessment of that individual's background. There's also apparently been longstanding concerns about the agent in question prior to Monday's incident. Very interesting.
It is.
As my cousin was a member of the Secret Service, mm-hmm. and said that, yep, politics reared its ugly head, you know, the whole diversity thing and all that.
Yeah.
And he made his thoughts and feelings known, and well, let's just say he wasn't there a lot longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who fired him, when my cousin's friend in the FBI did some research,
uh-huh.
He said, yeah, this guy, I don't think this guy's a straight-up player, man. So, you know what I mean? No, they told him, he was busted for smuggling diamonds. What? How did he become my boss? Well, that's about the time he got promoted. I kid you not, every word I just said was true.
Wow.
Yeah. And, my cousin was concerned about what they were doing in the Secret Service, how they were hiring and handling things.
Yeah.
And, there was a decline in professional standards. Let's just say that for now. But so I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. These are all, used to be. I mean, they're all tough guys.
Yeah.
Tell you that. Type A's. And,
oh, sure.
For instance, look, my cousin, graduated toward the top of his class at, also playing football.
Really?
And running track.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's
so at least at the end of the day, the fight wasn't over who didn't want to be with Kamala.
Yeah, we don't really know what it was all about.
Not today.
We might not find out today.
Probably not.
Might not ever find out. Oh, maybe he was a Secret Service agent that hid the stash of blow for Hunter.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Now we are making stuff up.
Oh, yeah. Now we are.
The other part was true.
That's how, look.
But that part was made up.
This is how we do. This is what we do with the events of the day. Because
that's
really?
True.
You want the board? There's chaos on college campuses. How long can you go on with that? No offense to, like, Fox News and Jesse Waters and Laura. I'm a fan. Not a Fox overall anymore. But, how much time can you spend? How many people can you interview? What do you think about the chaos? Of course.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's absurd.
Biden had more gaffes. He can't read a teleprompter. He fell asleep and fell down.
Right. And to which we will report on it. And then very quickly afterwards, we'll start poking fun at it because that's how humans deal with sometimes with serious issues or not so serious issues, depending on how you look at it. But
stress.
Otherwise, we end up depressed.
And who wants that? That would not be a fun show.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even listen to that.
And it's almost Friday besides.
Woo,
happy Thursday, my friends.
Yes.
Yep. So you still have the chaos on college campuses. One report followed some of the Columbia protesters to the local coffee shop. And, let's just say these protesters aren't missing any meals. They're not on any hunger strike.
Okay.
There's no sacrifice being made there.
Yeah.
They got full bellies and big mouths.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. Where's the drugs?
Excuse me?
There is a pharmaceutical drug shortage.
Uh-oh.
I'm not surprised. I'll share some of that information with you. We've got a lot more to talk about. We've got special guests lined up for you today. So it's the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy. We have plenty lined up for you. And when weather changes, you hear it here first. North Central Florida Severe Weather Station. We're always on your smart speaker. Just say, play 97.3 The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I started in the service industry, worked my way up.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
And people act like you don't have those same opportunities. It's not a question of whether or not you have the opportunity. It's a question of whether you want to get off your ass and work.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Well, it appears China's cranked up their weather machine and creating a tropical disturbance. More on that in just a minute. It is 6:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories. You've got SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, to hear oral arguments. I don't know how else you could hear. You know, you can't hear written arguments.
No, you can't.
Why do they keep saying that? I didn't write that down, but I repeated it. I said SCOTUS to hear arguments.
And you repeated it orally so we could hear it.
Thank you.
It's kind of redundant all over again.
It's kind of redundant all over again.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, this is on the Trump immunity case. This is a, well, that's a big deal. All the stuff facing Trump is a big deal. And more stuff, not just facing Trump, but if you were allied with Trump, if you were a buddy or you worked for or you represented him in any way, they're going to get you. Man, they are coming for you, especially in Arizona. I'll explain, but first, the Chinese have cranked up the weather machine. They've created a tropical disturbance.
Okay. Really?
All right, well, maybe they didn't do it, but there is one out there. And even though hurricane season doesn't start until June 1st, somebody get this thing a calendar, there is a 10% chance that this disturbance could turn into a cyclone in 48 hours. This is an area of low pressure located about 900 miles northwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. It's been producing a small but persistent area of showers and thunderstorms to the east of its center since this morning. However, the low is forecast to move southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour into an area of stronger upper level winds tonight. And additional developments not really expected, but because we always keep an eye on these things for you, I just thought I'd remind you.
It's climate change.
Well, it's not just that.
There
actually is real life uses for this information.
Yes.
The sooner you prepare for, you know, a weather emergency, the better, the easier it is.
I already got a few more gallons of gas for the generator.
There
Did
you
that
go.
Already. I need to crank it up.
Crank it up. Make sure it works under load.
Yes.
Make sure your gas isn't old. It's some basic stuff, but it is important, and you'll kick yourself if you don't do them, because that's me. I'm a procrastinator, and that's what happens is you go, why didn't I listen to Bob and Greg? They were talking about it. Now, Bob probably didn't follow his own instructions, but that doesn't mean I should go along with that.
Exactly. Do as he says, not as he does.
All right, so, and that's what we do. We're on top of that stuff, okay? And remember, you can always, you know, get us online. You can tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. There you go. Mm-hmm. And you're all hooked up. All right, good news, and then the bad news.
Okay.
Those who intend to vote for former President Donald Trump in 2024 are more enthusiastic than individuals who intend to vote for Joe Biden.
That makes sense. I mean, who'd be excited about Joe Biden?
I think it would be a headline if it were the other way around.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, you're right.
The enthusiasm for Joe Biden has peaked as three people assembled at a recent speech where Biden repeated over and over again, 4 more years, pause. 4 more years, pause. Oh, did I insert the pause? So did he.
Oh.
But we'll get back to that.
Okay.
So anyway, the enthusiasm, of course. I mean, you know, 56%, they're at least somewhat enthusiastic for Trump. Only 26% said they are extremely enthusiastic. Well, that's right. Anyway, 51% who intend to vote for Biden describe themselves as extremely stupid. No, I'm kidding. Extremely or very enthusiastic. Of those, 31% said they were extremely enthusiastic. Anyway, more enthusiasm, but who could be extremely enthusiastic for Biden, honestly?
Really?
I mean,
although you had the story yesterday, Mark Hamill, you know, actor, says he's the best president we've ever had.
Yeah.
And then you had the story the day before that. Kirk Douglas said he's sharp as a tack.
These people
or
are
Michael Douglas, yeah.
Snorting moon dust or something, or at least in the Star Wars case.
I think they're just all on board. They're getting the emails. They're getting the memos.
Michael Douglas spent a little bit too much time in the streets of San Francisco.
Yes.
Get it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
You get it?
Where's Carl when you need him?
Carl Malden.
Yeah.
He is a good one.
I liked that show.
All right. Here's the bad news.
Oh.
An Arizona grand jury indicted several important allies of former President Donald Trump. As I said, they're going after Trump, then, and they're going after anybody associated or around Trump, especially if they're helpful toward Trump, okay? And then they'll finally get around to, you know, you and I, supporters, voters, okay? But they'll get around to us. That's how this whole thing is working, and it's not good. This includes former Trump attorney, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, former Arizona Republican Chair Kelly Ward, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, for their roles in disputing the results of the 2020 presidential election. So along with Ward, Meadows, Giuliani, former Trump attorney Jenna Ellis, and former Trump campaign advisor Boris Efstein, along with several members of the Arizona Republican Party, were among those who were indicted. And the indictment just happened to come right after a recent Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll conducted between April 8th and 15th found that President Joe Biden is trailing Trump in several key swing states, such as Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, by 6 or more points. Yeah, so they're being indicted, and these are charges that long after they signed the paperwork on December 14th, 2020, certifying that Trump was the winner of the election. The indictment from the grand jury is the latest in a series of efforts to use the legal system against conservatives and Republicans, something that Trump and other Republicans like Governor Ron DeSantis and former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have referred to as weaponization. Yeah, because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. We'll continue to fight the good fight. It's what we do. Happy Thursday, by the way. Weekend's right around the corner. Hang in there. It's going to shape up to be another gorgeous day. It is 6:28 right now, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
I'm just so happy when I listen to The Sky. I hear the truth.
I am so happy. I can just scream.
Sad.
I'm very sad the way this country is going.
Woke stuff in Florida breaks my heart.
Angry.
I'm ticked off.
I'm ticked off, and I know Sky listeners are angry, too.
When did we start listening to these freaking weirdos?
No matter the emotion.
I go back and forth with my emotions, but I know I get the truth on The Sky.
Talk about it here on The Sky.
Thanks, Sky. It's really important.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
In any election year,
we're all suffering a lot of political fatigue.
Your voice matters.
I get the right spin on The Sky.
But the lefty tribalism is toxic.
That's broken up so many families, you know, and it's a shame. It really is.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Another day in paradise. Another weekend in paradise. It'll be nice.
Yeah.
The home show is back. It's this weekend. We'll have a guest on to talk about that.
That'll be fun.
Coming up. Yeah. It's something to do. And springtime, everybody thinks about fixing up. And you get some great ideas and maybe make some friends. And you know what I mean?
See, that's the problem. Going in a place like that, it's almost like, for me, a home show is almost like a car dealership or a gun shop.
I'm
like, yeah, the house would look great with that and that and that and that. Yeah.
Well,
but that's, you know, but you get a lot of great ideas, too. So
at least, you know, generally a home is an appreciating asset.
Yes.
So, and you live there and see it every day. So I can see that.
I enjoy them.
Well, welcome, my friends. It is 6:39. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Thursday. So you've got chaos spreading across these college campuses. Yeah, I think a lot of these people basically are professional agitators, anti-Israel agitators, if you want to call them that. And so these people are, you know, running around chanting things like, you know, free Palestine. Listen, the ideology of those people, and I'll use that term, those people, it's not free. It's not free. Look, these same people support Iran, right? Because Iran hates Israel.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a for instance. Okay, so there's an Iranian rapper who's popular, I guess, there.
Wow.
Well, he's been sentenced to death because his songs call for revolution and for supporting hijab protests. In other words, women who don't want to wear that head cover.
Right.
He raps about it in his song.
And he's going to die.
He could. Yeah.
So all you college punks who are out there thinking you know what you're doing and you have no clue what you're doing.
Because there is far more freedom in Israel than there is in these other countries like Iran. Far more. It's not even close. I just saw the other day a film of... it was somebody who was, I'm drawing blanks. You know, when they dress up as women and...
cross-dressing, trans, whatever.
But yeah. But
when like the shows.
Yeah, when they put on a show.
Oh, okay, right.
Came out and was like part of a chant, free Palestine.
My goodness.
Yeah, and it was kind of like, do you realize?
Yeah. Go over there and dress like that.
You'd be stoned to death. Absolutely. I mean, it just... And these young people who are supposed to be a little smarter than that, I get it. You know, they're young and idealistic, but they have to at least look a couple of steps ahead as to what you really want. You really want to wipe Israel off the map? Really? It's like really the bastion of freedom in the Middle East. It really is. I mean, you can't talk about freedom and not mention Israel. It's the freest state there. Even the so-called, you know, like the Dubais and those of the world. For here, not. No, my nephew taught there for a couple of years. They're very strict. I mean, they just started selling alcohol. And I think, if I recall properly, you can only buy it if you're like a tourist.
Oh.
So, yeah. Hmm. That's just one little sliver of the idea of control. So don't try to preach to others about freedom when, honestly, the ideology and people from that part of the world, they don't understand that concept of freedom, nor can I really even handle it. Look, we freed Iraq.
Yeah.
You know? And those bozos just can't stop fighting. Mm-mm. I mean, it's in their DNA. They're raised to hate, to kill. Even people... They're their own kind. Yeah. So, come on.
You're a college student. Do some homework.
And I'm kind of over it in a way, but I'm not from the standpoint of give me something new. Follow the money. Who is putting up money for these events, these protests to take place in these colleges? How many of them are actually, you know, going to that college? Actually enrolled.
Right.
And then follow the money. Who's bankrolling this whole thing? That would be news. To just show me footage of people saying really ugly, nasty things, what does that do? That didn't do... Okay, I see it. I get it. Now, let's move forward. Let's progress through this. So that's what I'm waiting for. They're finally starting to touch on that. I touched on it the first day. Who's behind this, really?
Yep.
It's the very first day. And now, finally... You know, the media, well, I wouldn't even say the mainstream media. I know Fox finally, you know, some people that they've had as guests are asking these questions. I know Jesse Waters mentioned it last night. But, yeah, follow the money and expose that. You know, who's funding this? That's what I'd like to know. Okay? And it was interesting. It was even a caller who brought it up a couple of days ago off the air that some of the footage, she noticed a lot, you know, an awful lot of Asians who seem to be, you know, pro-Palestinian.
And on the increase as videos day to day to day to day, and that was kind of, it's like that change is what got her attention.
And all this is occurring since this open border philosophy of Joe Biden's administration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Talk about just a recipe for disaster just waiting.
My goodness.
You know, a powder keg with a bunch of fuses and people, you know, throwing sparklers all around.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of time, right? I would think. Anyway, one of your top stories is the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments starting today on whether former President Donald Trump is immune from prosecution in special counsel Jack Smith's election interference case.
My goodness.
So all these court cases, I would say if anything is election interference, it would be the weaponization of our judicial system. Huh. What do you think of them apples, Jack? Get it?
Yeah.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in here putting up with me as per usual.
Yeah.
You are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Like Apple Jacks.
This administration is pro-Iran, anti-American, anti-Israel.
6 weeknights.
They make excuses for Iran all the time. Iran doesn't want a wider regional conflict. They sure as hell do. They're attacking our ship and attacking Israel.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Let's pump it up and make it positive. Happy Friday Eve, otherwise known as Thursday. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top stories, chaos sweeping college campuses full of anti-Israel agitators. I say follow the money trail on that.
Yep.
Supreme Court's going to be busy today hearing arguments on the Trump immunity case. That is huge. Also, how would you like to be in this guy's shoes?
Okay.
His name is Ryan Watson. He and his wife, Valerie, traveled to what I understand is a great vacation place, Turks and Caicos.
Okay.
And I heard it can be a little pricey, but I heard it is really nice time from a few people that go there on a regular basis. All right. So this guy, they travel from Oklahoma. That's a big trip, right?
That's a long way.
On their way back home, he's stopped, and they go through his baggage, luggage, and all that at TSA, and they find 4 rounds of ammunition. 4 rounds. 4 bullets, in other words, right?
Okay.
In a duffel bag that was from a deer hunting trip that he did in the States, you know.
So they made it all the way there,
yes,
and it didn't get noticed.
Yes.
But they're trying to come home now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not good.
It was not noticed by TSA when leaving America. Now they're facing a legal system that is unfamiliar, daunting, and expensive, and it operates differently than the American justice system. And those are the things that you have to consider when you're going to travel abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, it's not going to affect me. I'm not going to do anything that's going to get out of line. Maybe not on purpose, but you still have to consider that. So guess what? He's facing, are you ready for this, up to possibly 12 years in prison.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Ryan and Valerie Watson, the parents of 2 young children, were flying home from their island vacation where they were celebrating a friend's 40th birthday on April 12th when they were arrested at the airport. They had their lives turned upside down when they tried to return home. As local airport security, found 4 rounds of ammunition unknowingly left behind from a previous deer hunting trip. All right. So you would think that this would be handled before it's made its rounds in national news and Fox News.
Right.
The U.S. Embassy in the Bahamas issued a travel alert September telling Americans not to bring ammunition to the islands. This guy is not an arms dealer.
Right.
You know, and that's what I thought when I saw the headline. I go, oh, this guy was trying to smuggle ammo, right? Not at all. There's 4 rounds.
Right.
Authorities strictly enforce all firearm-related laws. That was written in the alert. Okay? I don't know how many people actually read all these travel alerts before they're going to travel.
You really should. If you're leaving our country, I think people don't realize, like you said, it's not the same everywhere.
The penalty for traveling to Turks Caicos Island with a firearm, ammunition, or other weapon is a minimum custodial sentence of 12 years. Minimum, wow. According to this. The embassy further stated that Americans should carefully check their luggage for stray ammunition or forgotten weapons before departing TCI. But the Watsons insist they made a terrible mistake. Valerie Watson was released from jail in Turks and Caicos on Tuesday, but her husband remains in custody with no current timetable. I think they updated that. Yeah. Turks and Caicos court confirmed that Ryan Watson granted $15,000 bail. But now what are you going to do? I mean,
yeah.
You got to go back.
Oh my god.
Or would you go back?
Well,
I mean, $15,000 might be a small price to pay if they're going to take 12 years of your life.
And it may depend what our agreements are with them, with our government, you know, true. The whole extradition kind of thing. So
now I would just think, and again, this is me thinking, but I would think this would be a public relations nightmare because your island has to rely. I know it relies heavily on tourism.
Yeah.
Is that the message you want to send? Clearly, you want to send the message of, hey, we don't tolerate, you know, guns and ammunition being brought into our country. Fine. Okay, that's fine. But when it's clearly in error, it's clearly not a threat.
Right.
It's four rounds.
No gun, just four bullets.
Right. You know, you have to treat that appropriately. Should there be a fine and a penalty for that? Sure.
That's fine.
It should be a fine.
Yeah.
And that person will learn a lesson, and hopefully, you know, nobody will repeat that. But come on, a possible 12 years in prison?
Wow, that's amazing.
And, it, you know, one part of it, it says facing up to, another one says it's like a statutory minimum of 12.
Mm.
Wow.
But I know people that have done that. Face it. They've gotten into the airport and realized, oh, I've still got this in my backpack, a gun. I know a guy that had kind of like a mini machete that had been given to him as a gift, and he just stuck it in the briefcase and didn't think about it until he got to the airport, and they thought about it. So, yeah.
Yeah. I guess you can't be too careful these days is part of the message there.
Yeah.
But you would think this would be handled quietly between the embassy and say, look, clearly this guy's not an arms dealer.
Right.
You know, they could maybe even give him some background information on the guy. He's from Oklahoma, for crying out loud.
They all got bullets in Oklahoma. It's America. And look at his lifestyle. What's he do for a job? Has he ever been arrested? Yeah, you would hope they could work something like that out.
Yeah, in the meantime.
Well, you look at the, you know, the basketball player, what's her name, had the, you know, the stuff in her vape, and that didn't go over well for a while, so, in Russia, whatever, so.
Yeah, again.
So, traveling anywhere out of the States, just be careful.
Extra cautious. Really go through all your stuff and make sure nothing was left behind, and, yeah.
Because, face it, we all leave things inadvertently in luggage, even once we throw it back in the closet or under the bed. There's probably still something in there from something.
Yeah, clearly this wasn't something that was done on purpose.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on the black market selling these four rounds of ammo.
Right.
And I finally sold it to, you know, the lady that, you know, well, she, you know, braided my hair and stuff, you know. Beads for bullets. It's, yeah.
A new thing we got going. Sound like an Obama deal back in the day.
Fast and Furious. Don't remind me.
Yeah, I know.
Coming up, AI can predict your politics just by looking at your face. Yeah.
Wow.
How could that be misused, abused, and used against the American people? We'll dig into that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a couple of guests lined up later on this morning. Stick around. 97.3. The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Iran has attacked Israel from its own sovereign territory.
The news that's trending.
Together with our partners, we defeated that attack.
Neither the region nor the world can afford more war.
Again, this is an issue that affects everybody around the world.
The news that's now.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
Senate shall have power to try all impeachments.
The news station.
Election interference by Biden.
Now more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.